Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are joining us from this great land of ours and okay foreign lands. We cover the globe, and we talk video games just for this 1 hour on all these sports talk networks. The home studios, Sports Byline USA, San Francisco, California. But all the different ways you can hear us. You can hear us stream through our website at sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. If you want to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. And that's good for the cheat code request at the end of the show. It's also how you win the new game, which I'll give away at 40 after the hour. It's just over a half hour. And questions, comments, or concerns as well. Remember, this show is open to all the newbies and neophytes and the hardcore gamers and everybody in between. As well, I don't make video games. I'm a gamer like you. I judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun? Not the pixel rate and the professional voice actors or whatever. If it's fun, we'll play it. Like I said, Tetris. Where's the graphic pizzazz in that? Excuse me, there ain't none. There ain't no such, but it's fun. And that's what we're talking about here. And I can't play every video game, so what do you like? What's overhyped, underhyped? What do you recommend? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Participate, my unpaid correspondence. Sometimes I have interviews during the show with industry people. Today is wide open all the way through. So once again, 1-800-878-7529 to talk video games and all video games, not just here on Sports Byline USA, but also SBNation.com. SiriusXM 211, that is the Dan Patrick channel. Great to have you listening there as well. And around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Come on back and let's do this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States. Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Kohl's Labor Day sale is here. Sure, it's hard to admit summer's ending, but with $10 off $25 spent at Kohl's, you can stop living in denial and start living in cute cardigans. Yep, we're back to wearing layers. So welcome fall with savings on jeans, tees, candles, and comfy bedding. And earn Kohl's cash all weekend. Trust me, your future cozy self will thank you. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends September 1st. See store or kohls.com for details.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Gamer. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, and you may participate at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. This show is just about video games. It's the only hour they give me all week to talk video games. So, with the big hit that was NCAA football last year from EA, after many, many years in the wilderness, the dreams of a new college basketball video game featuring every D1 men's and women's team, which EA said, we're on it, talked about it a few weeks ago. Well, now EA has rescinded its licensing offer. And of Wednesday of this week, EA Vice President of Commercial Partnerships, Sean O'Brien, said this, quote, given there are some schools choosing to accept the 2K Sports proposal for its inclusion in NBA 2K, the offer to be included in a college basketball video game will unfortunately have to be rescinded. Everyone at EA Sports is disappointed that we all couldn't find an acceptable path forward, but we appreciate your support in trying to bring a standalone college basketball game with all men's and women's Division I institutions and student athletes, conferences, as well as the NCAA, in a way that fans have told us they want. We really appreciate your support, end quote. Well, of course, that is much more ambitious than a football game, because there are, as you know, way more D1 basketball programs. You know, I just think about my alma mater, St. Mary's. I played football there, and they dropped it. It's just basketball, and they've done well. I think of Patty Mills and Matthew Dellavedova, a few more. But my dad went to Santa Clara, another school that dropped football but still plays D1 hoop. So, I mean, you can think there are plenty of schools we only hear about in March Madness because they're not known for their football team. So that would have been pretty cool. But as was mentioned in that quote by O'Brien, this was a competing bid from 2K Sports, and they were seeking a non-exclusive license to make a video game, including a select group of college basketball programs. And EA was teasing that this game was going to be coming back. They teased it in June. They have not had one of these since 2009. And it's kind of like, you might remember, FIFA some years didn't have Barcelona or Arsenal because they signed with Pro Evo, Pro Evolution Soccer. And it's like, okay, making their own deals. But EA is only interested in obtaining that exclusive license. So that means they need everybody, or forget it. So you might say, well, what does NCAA basketball have to do with NBA 2K? Well, in NBA 2K My Team mode, there is a 5-versus-5 tournament that has college basketball players in it, which seems stupid that they're going to kill it just for that. So 2K then came out the next day and they posted this because there was some backlash, like, you're ruining it for something stupid in an NBA game that nobody wants to play, and we're sick. Well, 2K tweeted, quote, "It's NBA 2K26 launch week. It seems like a good time to share even more incredible news about the future of basketball at 2K. Yes, it's true. We're working on a college basketball experience that will feature more than 100 programs from across the country, from powerhouses to Cinderella stories. Competition fuels quality at all levels, which is why our approach with college basketball ensures our partner schools, college athletes, and our players all benefit. More good news, you won't have to wait long to start seeing your favorite colleges show up in-game. We've got big plans for 2027 and beyond, and even a few surprises coming in early 2026. We've proven the quality of the basketball experience we can deliver for years, and have every intention to bring that same level of quality to college hoops." And they sign off with "ball over everything 2K. So now we knew that they were thinking about this, because when EA said, oh yeah, we're going to do college basketball too, and then 2K posted, "the campus has been quiet too long." But I think what happened was EA kind of learned their lesson in the early days of FIFA, which they don't even call FIFA anymore. It's the same game. But, you know, that some teams made a different deal, and maybe they just didn't want to bother with it. You know, it's like, okay, we're having March Madness, but Duke and North Carolina aren't in it. Yeah, I'm just using them as examples. I don't know. And then it'd be like, what? Well, there'll be two blue teams. One will be called the Heels, and the other ones will be called the Devs. Okay. And one of them's in Greensboro, North Carolina, and the other one is in Wilmington, North Carolina. So I guess they don't want to deal with it. Now, like I said, NCAA Basketball 10 came out in 2009. And EA, I kind of thought in the era of NIL and the money they were able to give students, and that they sort of had this all figured out. But, you know, I don't blame 2K. I wish that they hadn't ruined it, but in their mind, they didn't ruin it. They're, you know, they could say that, well, you, And the thing is, they have 100 teams. I wonder who these 100 teams are. Because obviously there are going to be some good ones, right? Unless all 100 teams are like Colorado School of the Mines and Valdosta State. No offense to those schools if those are your alma maters. But, you know, you need some blue bloods. Or maybe they could say, well, we have Indiana and UCLA. And they go, okay, well, those are good schools. Who else?
That's about it.
So, I don't know. It's kind of a... The whole thing's come down with a thud now at this point. And we can see, you know, as I said, next year what it is. But I can tell you that if I buy a NBA game, I'm not interested in a five-on-five weird college basketball experience. You know, that to me just sounds like a different game. But then again, I remember playing NBA 2K back in the day, and there was a skee ball mini game, and I had Carmelo Anthony playing skee ball because I thought that was more fun than the actual gameplay. This was quite a long time ago. But EA, they're out. EA Sports. It's not in the game. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, and coming up in the next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game. I'll also be letting you know what the new games are coming out this week, the new releases. There are always new games coming out. Now, sometimes around the holidays, near the end of the year, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or just atheists with time off, people aren't working a lot, so there's not a lot of games. To kind of like get everything out around Black Friday, and December's pretty barren. Summer months too. They might release a couple in the spring to get you through the summer, but now that we're in the fall, we're going to start seeing a lot more games coming out. Now, I usually don't talk about video game movies because this isn't a show about movies, and you know, it used to be that there weren't any good video game movies or TV shows, but obviously people care a lot more. And, you know, the Walton Goggins Fallout series on Amazon was pretty good. But I bring it up because Paramount confirmed a huge deal to bring Call of Duty to the big screen. They have closed a merger with Skydance. They have inked a deal with Activision, who of course now is under the Microsoft umbrella, and of course Activision under their umbrella, they have like Infinity Ward and Treyarch and others that work on the Call of Duty games. And Variety reported that they could have multiple movies and multiple TV shows, and maybe just put them on Paramount Plus. So, David Ellison, chairman and CEO of Paramount, said that it was a dream come true, and he's promising Call of Duty fans, quote, a cinematic experience that honors the legacy of this one-in-a-million brand, thrilling longtime fans of Call of Duty while captivating a whole new generation, quote. So, he was invoking some Paramount Plus movies now, like Top Gun Maverick, which has nothing to do with Call of Duty. But Paramount says that Call of Duty film adaptation will deliver on the hallmarks of what the fans love about the iconic series while boldly expanding the franchise to entirely new audiences. Now, I don't know if you watched the Assassin's Creed movie. I thought it was a bit of a snoozer. But whatever direction Paramount takes with COD, they have to look at what's come before and listen to fans one way or the other. And are they doing Black Ops? Are they doing World War II? Are they doing Modern Warfare? Are they doing, remember those Call of Duty games where you had the exoskeleton and you could jump, and then when if you died, your body would float up because there was no gravity? I can't keep track of which numbers were which. You know, but for now, we don't know what it is. But I doubt they're going to have the level where the American infiltrates a terrorist organization. You might remember that you shoot everyone in the airport, civilians, innocent people, you murder them, and then they kill you so they could blame an American CIA agent, and then the game restarts and you're somebody else. You know, normally in a game, I don't feel viscerally sick because it's I can separate reality from fantasy most of the time. And, you know, like maybe in BioShock, how much Eve do you need for Adam? And do you kill the you know, kid to get the thing, or do you save the kid? And then in BioShock, do you execute people who are tied up? You know, it's just video games, but there are some things that happen where you think, I don't feel good about that. That was an episode where I'm like, what am I doing? I'm shooting all these people in the airport, and then I get killed, but then I come back as somebody else. Okay, but see, that's the thing. What's the thing, Rick? The thing is, Call of Duty is spawn, kill, kill, spawn, spawn, kill, kill, die, 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 spawn, kill, die, spawn, kill, die, spawn, repeat. You tell two friends, and so on and so on. And you're dressed like Beavis, or you're dressed like Saw, or you are a green skeleton who's on fire and smoke is coming off, or you have a big raccoon head. How do you make a movie out of that? How do you make a movie out of dying nonstop and killing nonstop? I don't know. I mean, it's like Cyberpunk 2077. They bring in Keanu Reeves and Death Stranding. They bring in Norman Reedus and Fallout 3. They bring in Liam Neeson. And you have these big Hollywood names lending their voice and likenesses to major characters. And, you know, over the years, we saw Josh Duhamel as Pearson in World War II. Idris Elba in Modern Warfare 3, Ice Cube in Black Ops, Jason Statham is in Call of Duty, Helena Bonham Carter was in Black Ops 4, Zombies, Gary Oldman was at World at War, Kit Harington was in Infinite Warfare, and they don't promote it as much. Remember, Kevin Spacey was I think he was like the president in the campaign mode of one of those games. But I don't know, maybe you would see a guy like Sam Worthington, who portrayed Black Ops CIA operative Alex Mason. Remember that? Mason was the lead protagonist in the first installment of Black Ops and was a pretty major character throughout the franchise. You would think they would have Worthington in there. But I mean, COD, I love Battlefield, I do, but COD is the most iconic FPS franchise of all time. From, you know, the beaches of Normandy to the battlefields of the future. And the thing is are you going to have guys who have pink submachine guns with zebra stripes and diamonds sparkling gold? Are you going to have that? The two most maddening things for me in Call of Duty that I hate, 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 and they'll never get rid of it, is the quick scope, somebody running as fast as they can, and if they press aim with their scope and then immediately press fire, it counts as them zeroing in on you with the crosshairs, and it's instantaneous and it's bunk. And the thing I hate even more than that is if you jump or slide, you can't get hurt. Can you imagine in real life, like running and then jumping 8 feet in the air and your aim is improved? But that's the thing. That's why you don't do that kind of BS in Battlefield. That's why I like Battlefield a little better. But I'm not going to say I don't love Call of Duty from just some brainless arcade fun. And it is. And it hooks you, addicts you, because you want to keep upping the... You know, you want the next gun, you want the next upgrade, you want the next under-barrel handle, you want the big mag, you want the better ammo, you want the better sight, all that stuff. And then there's another gun, and you can just look at it, and you know it's useless, but you can't resist. You're like, oh, I got to get me one of them. Yeah, even though I know I'll never use it, because there's no barrel. Now, think about this. They could just make the whole thing zombies. They could just do Call of Duty zombies. You know, that was, believe it or not, Zombies was World at War 2008. That was when it debuted. And it got hugely popular. And then they started putting like Jeff Goldblum and Heather Graham and Keith Sullivan in these side games. And so now people look forward to the zombie thing as much as anything. I got to say, I rarely play the zombie game. Just to me, it's relentless and nonstop. and you're just always running. And then there's not a lot of payoff. I mean, all right, now I got to the next map. I don't know. But once again, that's what Call of Duty is. It's arcade fun. So I just think about, like, I was so excited for the Doom movie. I think LL Cool J and Chris, what's his face? And that was such a piece of garbage. It had nothing to do with Doom. And so they could just say Call of Duty and then just have some stupid characters. Like Battlefield, they're already built in. You got Sweetwater. I mean, you could take the characters from Bad Company 2 and make a movie out of it right there, because it's already built in. But you're going to make a Call of Duty game where no one gets killed. Maybe they will have something futuristic. I don't know. Some Logan's Run reincarnation, even though it wasn't real when you went to Carousel. I haven't seen an acting like the range from Box, B-O-X-X. Remember the robot and the ice? All right, that's an old reference. But anyway, Call of Duty coming to Paramount and Paramount Plus. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back, and we'll give away a brand new game right here on the Video Game Review.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
That's 800-620-1624.
The Video Game Review.
Rise.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. And it is 40 after. It's time to give away the new game. And I got a big one here. It's Hell Is Us. This just came out last week. It's for the XNS, the PC, and the PS5. I have it here for the PS5. Hell Is Us is developed by Rogue Factor, published by Nacon. Here's the blurb. Hell Is Us is a third-person action-adventure game that combines intense melee combat with the thrill of exploration. Explore a semi-open world to find answers to your questions and face mysterious creatures along the way. Rated M for mature, violence, suggestive themes, blood, strong language, drug references. My question is this a game that is about cooking, or is this a game about adventure and melee combat? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins Hell Is Us. I got to get a review on this as well. Developed by Rogue Factor and... published by Nacon. And I should have a review for that next week as well. And so we'll look forward to that. 1-800-878-PLAY. Speaking of stars, and I was talking earlier about all these stars in video games. Well, the gameplay trailer and release date for IO Interactive and Amazon's James Bond video game 007 First Light came out this week. And that Patrick Gibson will be the person voicing James Bond. He's a British actor. He was in Dexter Original Sin. He was also in The OA. The launch date for this is March 27th, 2026. So we're looking at 6 months. PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PC via Steam, an Epic Store. They'll have a physical-only specialist version, which is compatible with Nintendo Switch 2 as well at $69.99. And then they'll have a legacy package for $300. I wish I would. I'm getting back to... My roots in Richmond, California. I wish I would spend $300 on a game when you can get a console or a handheld for that. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what's in the legacy package. But if it came with like a Nintendo Switch or something, I'm like, okay. But I know it doesn't. $300 for a game? I can't do it. But I mentioned IO Interactive and Amazon. They're bringing in MGM Studios and Delphi. And they said this is going to be a thrilling narrative action adventure video game. So it says follow James Bond as a young, resourceful, and sometimes reckless recruit in MI6's training program and discover an origin story of the world's most famous spy. You can always tell the new broadcasters when they say, he's a member of M16. No. Ministry of the Interior 6, MI6. So this kind of reminds me of young Indiana Jones. Don't say young Sheldon. But along with Gibson, you're going to have more actors. Priyanda Burford will be M. Alistair McKenzie will be Q. Kira Lester will be Moneypenny. Lenny James will be John Greenway, who's Bond's mentor, and Noemi Nakai will be Miss Roth. So Amazon Games Montreal also revealed a trailer for their debut title this week, March of Giants. It's a free-to-play 4v4 war MOBA for PC. That's an early development. And there is a test run that's supposed to be going through another week from today, if you want to check it out. It's set in the backdrop of a ravaged urban battlefield in the early 1900s. March of Giants will take players to the role of towering giants in the final battle of a century-long conflict. Well, it ain't the Hundred Years' War. Not if it's early 1900s. The game will allow players to command thousands of soldiers in battle within the framework of competitive MOBA gameplay. March of Giants will also include various mechanics, such as the option to play as a giant, leading soldiers or directing them to fight enemies, and the chance to strategize and build tactical structures throughout the game. Previously, the closed alpha was set to end in three more days, but it has been, as I said, extended to about another week. Atari has launched Adventures of Samsara. It's a 2D Metroidvania adventure set in the world of adventure, which is pretty cool because adventure was the 1980 Atari classic. And it says it's in a vast and diverse universe, allowing players to explore 10 distinct biomes, exchange an original world building, and gather hidden collectibles. It said endorses a classic gameplay feel with an updated 2B pixel art and hidden Easter eggs to the original game. This is on all the big boy systems. 5, XNS, 1, Switch, PC. Not PS4, though. This sounds really cool. The adventure, if you had the 2600, like yours truly, that was a game where you had these a red, a green, and a yellow dragon. They looked like ducks. And I used to call them green ducky, yellow ducky. And then your sword was just like this arrow, and you were a square. And so to pick up the sword, you would just, however, if you wanted it on the right, you approached it to the left and it attached to you. And then you had to position yourself where the sword, or I should say the arrow, the spear, I guess, would touch the dragon. And then it would go, boo, and it would put its head back. But it also had a square stomach that was see-through. So if it ate you, you could see yourself in there. And then the game was over. Now it says Easter eggs. This was the first Easter egg in video game history. At least that's recognized as. And what it was there was a little dot, looked like a period. And there was a certain place when you went through the far right corner of the maze that was blinking. And you thought, what's that all about? Well, there was a little bar that you could go through. It was like a false wall. And you could pick up that little period, it would attach to you, the dot, and then if you took it back to the main level and you went all the way to the right, you passed through a wall that was glowing rainbow, and then, not even in script, but in like design video game letters, it said, created by Warren Robinette. And I got to ask Warren Robinette about that. That's about 5 or 6 years ago. He came to the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco. And he said that the thing that Atari did, that Nolan Bushnell did, was he said, there's no such thing as painting your name as the artist on a painting. That was out. And that was one of the things that was so attractive when Activision came out with games that you could play on the 2600. And so you could say this game was designed and developed by blank. And so Robinette, and back then, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, it's like, well, I had, you know, 5 bits And so I needed to take this thing and make it smaller. I'll save 2 bits there. You know, it was an 8-bit game. So you had to get really fancy and creative with it. And he was able to put that in, and it was an Easter egg for himself. Now, you could say, what a narcissist, or you could say, good for him. And, you know, I don't blame him. And he did say once, he either said after the game shipped, he knew he was going to get fired, so he just quit. And he went straight to Activision. And he started making all those great games like Pitfall and Stampede and all those other really good games. And so, yeah, Adventure of Samsara. I am mildly looking forward to that just to see how they take that game and then put it in the real world, so to speak. All right. Check out the new releases, which are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. And remember, when a new game comes out, that pushes another game down. And so that means a lot of times you can save a little cash on it. Axis Football 26. It is on everything, even on Mac. That's right. Axis Football 26 is not all about Madden. Kingdom Come, Deliverance 2, Legacy of the Forge, X and S, 5 PC. Busby in the Perfect Collection. It's on everything. When I say everything, it's 1, X and S, 4, 5, Switch, PC. Firefighting Simulator Ignite, PC, X and S, 5. Little Problems, PC. P1 Anchor Light, PC. Eat the Rich, PC. Garfield Kart 2, All You Can Drift, PC, 5, Switch, X and S. Karma, The Dark World, just X and S. Catanaut on the PC. Machink 2, PC. Mindset Go, this is for your phones, Android and iPhone, of Lies and Rain, PC, Operation Octo, PC, Linux, Mac, Starbirds, PC, Baki Hanma, Blood Arena, everything, Colorizing, Cozy Days, Switch, Shape of Dreams, PC, Borderlands 4, there you go, you wackos, X and S, PC, 5. Captured, PS5. Cole, LLC, PC. Gloomy Eyes, Switch, PC, X and S, 5. Make It Crepe, or Crepe, however you want to say it, en français, Switch. And finally, Netherworld on the PC and the Nintendo Switch. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back with the cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical condition. conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Closing things out on the Video Game Review, Rick Tittle with you. Send your cheat code request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one's from Henry. Henry wants to know the blood code on the Genesis's Mortal Kombat. I won't read the whole thing. It's a long paragraph, but basically that was the whole reason he wanted to play it, and now he doesn't have the code. Let me give you the blood code for Mortal Kombat. Wait for the text screen that says code and enter abacab, not like yes, an extra B, A-B-A-C-A-B-B. Once again, when it says code, A-B-A-C-A-B-B, then in addition, you can activate a special options menu to turn on the blood by entering down up, L-L-A, right and down. Once again, after you do abacab, A-B-A-C-A-B-B, then go down, up, left, left, A, right, and down, and then the bloodshed will ensue. Finish him. I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, this isn't a bad, this isn't a, and I saw a guy rip a spine out of a guy's back, and I was like, holy smokes. Maybe this is kind of cray. All right. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. As I said, we just have an hour, and we will do it again next week, and we'll see you then. I'm Rick Tittle. Have a fun week playing video games.